When death comes, svelte in her lycra catsuit and toting a silken swag bag. When death comes thieving, stealing to my bedside on the soles of her stockinged feet. When death comes, I want to be ready, my heart thrown open like a storehouse of delights for her to ransack. I want to watch her as she makes her reckoning, scanning that hoard with the practiced eye of a true professional. I want to follow the sweep of those tapered fingers as she makes her first selection, crumples to her nostrils that pair of satin briefs, you know the ones, with a hand-stitched bow that stood like a cross, like a false prohibition on the brow of your crotch. I want to be there when she fans that drawstring bag and pops them in. I want to know that it's the last I'll ever see of them. I want to throw back the covers and join her, sit beside her as she rifles the scrapbook where I've kept our daughter's journey into life, from tadpole in the ultrasound to surly teen. Ah, she says, that's good, that's very good. And the mouth of the bag is cavernous, dense as a collapsing star. I want to watch the curl of her lips when she takes from me the fruits of a boyhood summer's beachcombing, the mermaid's purse and the cowrie shells my mother threaded on a necklace, the vapours from a rain-drenched flower bed, the mists that rose around us as we punted on the charwell. I want her to be pitiless. I want her to know this life I've led has been suffused with joy, has been infused, infected, insurrected with the joyful. I want her to be envious, to pick me clean. I want to enter the bardo, bone white, empty, ready to learn just what it is that I've to live for next.